and welcome to All About Skin. This podcast is brought to you by the Orange Reich Medical Group in New York City. I am Jody LaGerfo, family nurse practitioner certified in dermatology and family medicine. Today we'll be answering questions about the Fraxel laser, so let's get started. So patients often come in and say they've heard a lot about a Fraxel, but what exactly is Fraxel? Fraxel is a brand name for a fractional laser technology, and that's laser skin resurfacing that changes the texture of your skin. Fraxel itself is an FDA-approved laser to help restore your skin to better and improved texture, which means your skin will look smoother, it'll be fresher, it looks younger, the tone and the texture are improved, the pores can look smaller, and those brown spots would be, erased. Fractionated resurfacing also helps treat acne scars. It's actually a really good treatment for them. Surgical scars, and it also helps decrease fine lines and wrinkles. What is fractional resurfacing, though? And fractional laser resurfacing removes layers of skin basically by what we call a fractional method, which is columns of skin are removed. So instead of it being a big laser beam all in one piece, they're almost in pixels. And in between those columns of skin that are getting treated by the laser is normal skin. The in between is, let's say, left intact. And that helps the skin heal really much better than old traditional lasers that used to be very, very destructive. So what are lasers? And lasers send out brief pulses of high energy light. Like, all of that light has a target. It's either water or color. The colors can be red or brown. The light itself is changed into heat energy, and that heat destroys or vaporizes sections of skin at one time. It's really almost layer by layer. And as that wounded area heals, new skin grows to replace the damaged skin, and that skin, again, has better tone, better texture. It's more smooth, fresh, and looks younger. Laser resurfacing is very precise. It's more precise than, let's say, doing a chemical peel. And it causes little or no damage to the surrounding skin and tissue. I most often use lasers, let's say, on the face, but I also do other areas of the body. For example, like the chest, arms, back, hands, all of those can be treated with fractionated resurfacing. What is the Fraxel Dual? And that is probably one of the most popular lasers we've heard about. I remember being in like Stop and Shop one day and hearing a commercial. Fraxel Dual is an effective non-invasive laser skin treatment that can resurface damaged skin. So skin that's photo damaged, if you have pigmented lesions like sunspots, if you have wrinkles, particularly those around your eyes or around the mouth, if you have acne scarring or surgical scars, or if you have pigmentation, that brown area or melasma that can happen during pregnancy. And of course, any precancerous type of cells, which we call actinic keratoses, which are from the sun, can be treated with the Fraxel Dual laser. The Fraxel Dual is able to perform deep and superficial resurfacing. So the dual means that there's two different wavelengths. One is 1550, which does deeper resurfacing, and the other one is what's called a 1927, and that does more superficial resurfacing. With the 1927 part of the dual laser, that really more effectively targets superficial skin layers. So if you have mild to moderate sun damage, mildly pigmented lesions, if you have skin texture issues, or some actinic keratoses, the 1927 is perfect. The 1550, which is the deeper resurfacing, is ideal for more intense skin issues. So more intense sun damage, wrinkles, or acne and surgical scarring. With both, there's a cooling mechanism used, which makes the treatment much more comfortable. Fractionated resurfacing is a great way to improve your skin and really restore skin to a healthy glow. The skin looks fantastic after you complete a treatment regimen. The results really are immediate and progressive. They do get better over time. So how is the procedure performed? Generally speaking, a patient comes in for a consultation to determine which laser treatment would be best based on a few factors. One is their skin type. So in other words, skin types go from 1 to 6, 1 being the lightest, 6 the darkest, and the skin issues or the concerns that they're coming in with, either what I see or what they come in and, you know, they say that is bothering them. If I'm treating a patient, let's say for hyperpigmentation or spots, I usually prescribe a bleach cream to be used 2 to 4 weeks before the procedure. That helps decrease the activity of those pigment-producing cells and helps with the laser in terms of giving more even results. In addition to all of that, patients really need to wear a broad-spectrum sunscreen every day. If you're out for the day, it really needs to be reapplied every 2 hours. And a good example of a really nice broad spectrum sunscreen is Clinique City Block. And it's perfect for sensitive skin, particularly if we're using bleach cream. It's a physical block, and it's really one of my favorite. The day of your procedure, you know, I like patients to eat before they come in, and they really can expect to be here about 2 hours. Before we begin the procedure, I take your vital signs, we apply a topical anesthetic, and that topical anesthetic stays on about an hour, sometimes more, sometimes less. And additionally, we usually give patients something for pain, sometimes something like Tylenol with codeine, which just makes the procedure more tolerable. It's not that the Fraxel is so painful. It's more like an annoying heating sensation or a prickly sensation. We put on some protective eyewear before we begin. The procedure itself is very, very quick. It's usually, you know, I would say it probably takes me about 15 or 20 minutes to complete a procedure. And again, patients, the level of discomfort is really minimal. And sometimes towards the end of, let's say doing a pass, you can experience a prickly sensation. It's generally well tolerated. There's really no issues with it. After we're done, you feel like you have a sunburn and we ice your face. We put on an ice mask. That pain lasts about an hour or so, and then magically it just goes away. Your face, when you look at it in the mirror, is mildly red to pink. And the directions that you go home with is I have you wash with a gentle cleanser and then apply some soothing or healing ointment. I really do like my patients to stay home during the first couple of days, only because I don't want them, you know, walking around or potentially getting a little infection if you have any open areas on the face. So let's say after the third day, if you go outside, again, I have you wear a complete block, which is, you know, a zinc and titanium base block, something that's not irritating, actually feels kind of soothing to the skin. And of course, to wear a hat and cover up. After a few days, your skin gets like sandpaper. It feels really, really rough, and it can even look, you know, prickly dark. If you look at it in the mirror, it has a lot of black dots on it, and then it magically starts to peel, and underneath, of course, is new skin, and this new skin looks great. It's glowy. The pores look smaller. Overall, your skin just looks better. Fraxel or fractionated resurfacing can really be repeated within 4 to 6 weeks, and that really depends on what we're treating. If you have a darker skin type, sometimes I do ask for a little additional time in between because you can get more pigment resulting from the inflammation. So we really want to decrease that inflammation, make sure the skin is healed, and then we do another laser treatment. The ideal patient for a Fraxel dual has mild to moderate skin damage, not extensive, because if you have extensive, damage, you really need to have multiple treatments. And there are other lasers that we do use for, let's say, more extensive skin damage. You want to look for improvement in some of the fine lines and wrinkles, the texture, the tone, the photo damage, and of course the acne or surgical scars. Again, if it's more extensive, if you have, let's say, very deep wrinkles, if you have scars that have been long-standing and deep and are a little more complicated, if you have a ton of photo damage, leathery type of skin, there may be a different laser that's more appropriate for you. So, you really want to have reasonable expectations when you're doing a treatment like this. So how many treatments will you need? Basically, for wrinkles, texture irregularities, age or sunspots, and some mild scars, I probably would say 1 to 6 treatments are necessary. And I usually space them about 4 weeks apart. For more superficial issues like sun damage or pigmented lesions, 1 or 2 treatments really may be appropriate. And again, they're done about, 4 weeks apart or so, depending again on your skin color. If it's a darker skin type, I would use, let's say, more time in between. When I choose a patient for laser resurfacing or fractionated resurfacing, there are certain patients who really cannot have the treatment. If a patient is on isotretinoin or Accutane or another similar oral retinoid medication, you really need to delay that treatment for at least 6 months after they stop. And the reason is because your skin just doesn't heal. And we want your skin really to be in the best shape possible to have the best results possible. If you're someone who's predisposed to excessive scarring or keloids, we may think twice about treating you. And what we usually do in, cases like this is to do a little test site and see how the patient heals before we would ever do a full face. Third, if you're on oral steroids. Generally speaking, steroids should be avoided prior to and throughout a Fraxel treatment or a fractionated resurfacing treatment, if you can avoid taking them. But if you need to take them, we really wouldn't treat you when you're on these types of medications. And again, I probably would wait at least 3 months before treating a patient after discontinuation of using an oral steroid for a long period of time. If you have any suspicious lesions, like let's say precancers or cancers on the treatment area, we would want to take care of those lesions first, because you really don't want to alter how that lesion looks, let's say to a pathologist if we were to biopsy it. So any suspicious lesions in the area that were treated would be dealt with first before doing a fractionated laser treatment. If you have any active infections, we would wait until they're resolved. For example, if you have impetigo, we wouldn't do a laser treatment on you. We would definitely wait until it's healed, until the infection is resolved, and then you can, of course, have it done. If you have a history of oral herpes, it's a good idea to go on prophylactic antiviral medication prior to treatment. In my office, everyone gets an antiviral before a laser or a light treatment across the board. It's just a safer way to protect your patients, because sometimes patients don't know they have oral herpes. They never really had an active outbreak, but that light-based therapy can definitely bring it out. If you have an active herpes infection, again, we wouldn't want to treat you. We would want it to resolve, and then, of course, you could be treated accordingly. If you are actively tan, which is a no-no, or, of course, have recently had a sunburn, I probably would wait at least a month to treat you. If you're on any anticoagulants like Coumadin, sometimes patients can experience more pinpoint bleeding during the treatment. All of this is normal. It's just something that we, bring to their attention. if for some reason you have a compromised ability to heal, I probably would do a test site before doing a full treatment. And of course, if you're on any topical retinoids like Retin-A, Differin, I would have you discontinue those medications at least 2 weeks before treatment. So what are your expected results after treatment with a Fraxel Dual or fractionated resurfacing? You really want to have smoother, fresher, younger looking skin. The tone and the texture of your skin would be improved. You would have less brown spots. And of course, decrease of the fine lines and wrinkles, which of course everybody wants. Acne scars or other types of scars can have an improved appearance. Now, all of this isn't such a quick fix. It generally takes, let's say, 2 to 4, 2 to 6 treatments to see these results in full. I usually tell patients each time I do a fractionated resurfacing, things are improved by, let's say, 20%. The full effect of the laser is really when the treatment regimen is complete. So like I said, generally speaking, your skin's about 20 to 30% better each time. And that improvement continues for up to 3 to 6 months after the last treatment because the collagen does get remodeled. So when a patient comes in for an evaluation, let's say they say, I've had 2 or 3 treatments already. I tell them to wait, give it 6 months because then we'll reevaluate it. But during that time, of course, you really need to avoid sun exposure. You must wear sunblock every day. And, you really want to protect your investment. You're paying for these treatments. You don't want to waste your money by ruining it with more sun damage. Well, that's all we have time for today. Please email your questions to allaboutskin@orangetrite.com. Have a great day and remember to take care of the skin you're in.